From the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, it's Podzilla After Dark on the Podzilla 1985 Network. I'm Double H. To my left, Big T, Tanner Calvert.
Yo, yo.
Yeah. Down at the end of the table, Jesse Kimball.
I didn't know he was going to do the whole thing.
Yo, yo.
Directly across from me, too, Shannon's right.
Hello.
Liz Wolfgang.
Hola.
Oh, see, she subverted the trope. You didn't see it coming. And to my right, and your host for tonight, Mr. 100.
Ooh.
Shannon Young.
What's the trope?
She subverted the trope because normally she goes, hello.
Oh, yeah.
You did it.
Yeah, you know, you got to follow the rules. Dalton says, yo.
Mandy goes, hi.
Asa goes, yes.
Yes.
I mix it up occasionally.
Yeah.
Jesse and I are the only ones that mix it up occasionally.
I say something different every time. It's usually related to what's going on.
All right.
But you end all your shows the same way. All right. That's it for us, guys. And we'll see you next week.
Yep.
I think you should start ending. I think you should start ending the show without saying anything. You just turn the mics off at some point.
That very nearly happened in the last episode of Hype Train. For whatever reason, I got to, like, we were doing the outro. Like, there was 2 minutes left of content that didn't get recorded. I just looked down, and it was just not recording anymore. It wasn't frozen or anything. It
just gave up.
It just ran out of tape.
It's like, you're done.
The tape was empty.
Ran out of virtual tape.
I ran out of digital tape.
I can see that happening. Yeah, next week, guys, we're going to discuss this.
Oh, I love doing that. All right, so tonight's special show. Obviously, we have Double H on the show. Big T is on the show. So two of our original cast members.
Don't call it a comeback.
Occasionally stop in and say hello. Due to that, the rule is in place where we will not be cursing as much. Now, that's not to say we won't curse at all, but in the interest of, because this show is going out to orphanages. There are four orphanages I know of that are getting this show tonight.
That's required by law.
Start listing them?
Yeah. The San Fernando Orphanage, the Tommy Two-Tone. I mean.
Well,
he did it. Write it down. 2 minutes.
Okay.
I cannot wait to hear Tommy Two-Tone, Mr. Black.
I think Mr. Black is a very specific censor.
So we've got two things. When you hear us curse tonight, you will hear this sound effect. Jesse, give me a curse.
Son of a...
Is that one we have to bleep out?
Son of a Mr. Black. If only for that. If only for that reason you do.
I think technically, because the only ones that you're allowed to say on PG-13 is...
hell damn ass.
Yeah,
I'm
hell
pretty
damn.
Sure that okay, changed me to wad. Nothing, but you can say... You can say... But
yeah,
it's that George Carlin list. That's what you can't.
2 minutes and 50 seconds.
There's a hard number on like the number of times you can say.
3 minutes.
No, we've only used two of them.
Man, you guys are totally making me mess up my other list.
That's what you hear when we cuss randomly by accident. Now for the MF-er of the week, which is a favorite here on the show. Tonight, instead of hearing us say the MF word, you will hear this word. Tanner, you want to go ahead and say it? You say the actual word, and then we'll bleep over it.
Mr. Black.
There you go. All right. Just put down 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
Man, it's... Okay, so I haven't been pressuring you to get Reaper, but it has this really nice feature.
Can you tag spots?
You just hit the letter M,
and
it just... Marker.
Beautiful.
I actually might invest in it for moments like
you
this.
Don't have to invest in it. I've got the key. You just it has unlimited uses.
So no investment necessary.
Do it, please.
Whenever we talk about it, you will hear about our friend Mr. Black.
Mr. Black.
I'm gonna take a swig of my NOS. Give me a second.
Alright, well I'm gonna talk while he's doing
yes,
his NOS.
Please do.
Tonight's show is brought to you by Grape NOS. GT Grape. When you want to crank it
and get chugged and charged.
Chugged and charged. You grab a NOS. Get away, fruit fly. There's no actual grape in here.
It wanted to chug and charge.
It wants to get cranked.
Grape NOS does not taste like grape, but it tastes a hell of a lot like purple.
Yes.
That's what's happening.
It should just be called like purple NOS.
I've always disliked the purple flavor.
Yeah. It's like, not grape.
It's the same thing with purple. Banana.
Yeah. Banania? Yeah.
No, we're not talking about Banania.
Tonight's show is brought to you by Banania.
No, it's not.
Hold on. I got to find the tagline.
Oh, yo, Bon?
Just for anybody who happens to be
it, yo, Bon. Le petit déjeuner familial.
What?
That's French for the
little something.
The little déjeuner familiar family.
Okay.
The little something family.
Oh man, I absolutely knew what that meant at some point.
A great start.
Yeah, no, I knew all of those words when I was in high school.
I remember, but I don't know what they are anymore. In The Simpsons, the name of the
it was Le Petit Déjeuner.
Yeah, of the
and it's the little lunch, the little family lunch.
Okay, well, that's
enjoy
not racist.
Banania, the little family lunch.
That's not racist at all.
The tagline's not racist.
Boy,
the
that
picture.
Poster.
The picture is super racist.
Yep. Can we talk about how the Yabon looks like it says ya boy, and that's what I think every time I look here now?
Ya boy Banania.
Hey, it's your boy Banania.
Yabon.
That made it racist.
What up, demons? It's your boy.
It's Banania. I gotta find. Oh. I sent myself a link that I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, this table is way too white to keep doing this bit. We gotta move past it.
Well, the thing is, when we first started talking about Banania, I was talking about the kitty who lives in a banana. B-A-N-A-N-Y-A. Banania.
I want to point out the insanity of you saying things like, I'm talking about the kitty that lives in the banana.
Are those like well, the plushies I keep seeing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sarah but found you're a- like, why? Every time I pick one up, I'm like, look, it's cute. And you're like, why?
Sarah found a backpack at Target that we were just walking through the school stuff. And I'm like, we should get a lunch bag for work. So she sees this, and it's this kitty and a banana all over it. And we just thought it was just a random design. No, come to find out, then you got to go down the Banania rabbit hole and learn there's a whole Banania cinematic universe. Like, there's
and
a whole thing.
And all kinds
oh,
of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Now, to be fair, to be fair, that's how Lindsay got started with
Gudetama?
Pingu?
The egg with the butt crack?
The bug cat. Cat bug.
Cat bug, yeah. What?
Yeah, that's how she got started with Catbug. Was she? We kept seeing the doll for Catbug, and she kept saying how cute it was. And we had no idea what it was, and then she
Bravest Warriors.
Yeah, she started watching Bravest Warriors. Now, I almost said Adventure Time. Two very different shows.
It's ooh. The same creator, though.
Yeah, but Bravest Warriors is funny.
I like Bravest Warriors.
Now, shots fired.
What was that manga that Lindsay showed us with the ear of corn that came out of the banana?
Oh, and the four.
She almost lost it.
And the four
almost lost the chocolate milk.
She can do this.
No, Zach Price somewhere, the hair just threw on the back of his neck.
Are you talking about the four naked gentlemen riding the ear?
She's
corn?
Still going to lose it.
She's going to spray chocolate milk all over somebody.
Which, by the way, one of our friends too. Actually had it, and he posted a picture of it.
Oh, yeah, I know about that.
It wasn't coming out of a banana. It was just a giant ear of corn.
I could have sworn that there was a banana peel involved.
It was Jack and the Beanstalk, but it was called Jack and the Beanstalk.
No, it wasn't.
No. You know what I mean? Do we have to censor that?
Mr. Black and the Beanstalk.
Mr. Black and the Beanstalk.
Jesus.
Oh,
I could have sworn it was a banana peel.
Oh, no, he ain't here, man.
I think it was.
I mean, I can ship sail. The cover up, but I don't remember.
She probably. I mean I'll take your word for it. Set, I'm assuming.
I do not.
I have cuter shirts.
I did not buy that one. Thank you.
Oh. I can't believe I wore this shirt to meet Marco Pumpgood. I have cuter shirts.
Wow.
I've seen that SNL bit.
Yeah, we're doing this SNL show sometime.
Yeah, it's happening. So an SNL show. A Simpsons show.
Yeah.
We've never done one of those either.
Yeah.
And I would love to do a Final Fantasy show. That's the hardest one. Because I don't know anyone that played Final Fantasy other than me. Like, to a point that they could get on a show and talk about it.
Yeah.
You can get Mike Spees on there.
Oh. I would have Mike Spees on there.
Mike Spees
would be great
for
that.
He would
yeah,
be
I mean, like, he's got some anxiety stuff that might prevent him from participating.
Oh, we've all got anxiety.
Just don't tell him you're doing the show.
Yeah.
Just record them and be like, oh, by the way.
Or that might just be the one thing that you get him on here. He's like, yeah, put a mic in front of me. Because
yeah,
that
say,
dude
I think,
loves him some Final
Hunter,
Fantasy.
I think the jig might be up when he notices the giant orange microphone right in his face. And I'm pushing it toward him more.
No, just ignore it. It's fine.
What if I disguise it as an ear of corn?
How many gentlemen are riding the ear of corn?
Four. It was four.
So, Lindsay, what was the plot of that one?
I don't know. I didn't read it. It was shrink-wrapped.
Where on the, where on the list
idea.
Of reasons where on the list of reasons why you didn't read it was the shrink wrap. Was that number one? If it hadn't been there, she would have at least thumbed through it real quick.
Well, she
I mean,
wanted to know with a cover like that, you got to know the plot.
Oh, no, it looked
once she
awful.
Showed us, like, we honestly, like, all of
like,
us were
we
sitting
were
there
laughing.
Like, we were contemplating, like, taking it out of the shrink wrap. Like, do you think they'd be mad?
So, there was a time on one of the pre-shows, I made the mistake. We looked up cockyboys.com.
Oh, God.
Became one of the best moments on the show of history.
Didn't
I'm going to, oh, we had a laugh. I've never heard Asa laugh like a child. And then, the innocence in his voice. So, I'm gonna look up. Manga.
Oh, no.
Ear of corn.
Riding ear of corn.
I have, and I can't find it. That's while what I've been doing for the last 5 minutes.
While you're doing that,
why are you looking for it, Lindsay?
I don't remember the title of it.
Oh, yeah.
I reminded her of it.
Did you hear her pause?
I mean,
it's just corn.
There's Yowie on my phone.
That's true. I said Yowie as her background once.
While you're doing that, I know you or Jesse probably one will remember what I'm talking about. I can't think of the game.
It's just
but
corn.
Speaking of covers that don't make any sense for what they are, there was an SNES game, and I'm almost positive it was like a shoot 'em up.
Was it an old man?
Old man
the
playing the banjo. What game was that?
Phalanx.
Phalanx. There he is. Thank you.
One of the all time classic. Don't judge a
yep.
game cover.
Because it
a
just
game
had
by the cover.
Nothing to do with
no,
anything in that.
Nothing
game.
To do at all. There's a
not a thing
there's
at
a couple
all.
Of them like that, and some games are really that's good a, with.
Imagine judging
covers.
The first Mega Man by its cover.
Oh. I mean, it was pretty accurate.
You mean fat out of shape actor with a pistol?
Hey, in 8 bits, how can you tell? You don't know. That was the best facsimile they could make of that.
I do like the story behind that. Like, somebody was supposed to have, like, cover art ready for it, and they just didn't.
Nope.
So they're like, all right, well, we need this tomorrow. This is what the game is about. And then he just doodled something real quick, sent it in. Like, all right, cool. This is what we're doing.
This is it.
How's this guy? Yeah, he's fine. No one's ever going to play this game. It doesn't matter.
You know that game where they have you describe a game or a movie just totally wrong? Or just
yeah, we did that last week.
I was going to say, like, they played on the show last week?
Yeah. So...
Why, yes, we have heard of this.
Well, yes, I listened, yeah. I feel like that picture
why are you winking?
Is the... I feel like that picture is the visual style of that game. They described it terribly, and that's what he wrote.
That's it.
Yeah.
What he drew.
Well, except, okay, for Mega Man, yeah, but Phalanx, there's no part in that game where an old man plays a banjo.
It's not accurate
I'm just
going
to say that right now.
Like, I'm picturing this game, like the guy on the port, you know, playing a banjo, and all of a sudden you turn the game on, it's just a bloodbath. Shoot 'em up game.
But worse would have been if it was, and you turn it on, there's a guy playing a banjo.
Yeah, I want to show you the cover.
What kind of game is that?
Well, I can't say. I don't know.
And
this
really,
is
like
the cover. Oh, come on.
When I think of the word phalanx, I do not think of a shoot 'em up game.
It's a space game.
It's a. I think it's a shmup.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Yeah. You fly the plane, you shoot the things.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I see.
Wow. Point is, it has nothing to do with
nothing
with Hee Haw over here.
But I mean, at least there is a spaceship on the cover.
I think he
oh,
was
is
on
it really
barely.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's in the upper right hand corner.
Yeah, I saw it.
Can I see the whole cover?
Yeah.
I have never noticed that spaceship. I've seen that cover a million
because
times.
There's a man with a huge beard and a banjo. Mountain Monsters over here is running the show on the cover,
oh, and he's about to step toe to
coming
freedom.
Back.
Speaking of which, Tanner.
No, Tanner.
Not saying you are Mountain Monsters, but you have news about Mountain Monsters.
August
20-something?
21st,
the show's coming back. It's coming back.
Why?
You thought it was done? What do you mean, why? Because it's amazing.
Sure.
What more do you want? There's a mountain and there's monsters.
There's a bunch of Appalachian scientists.
There's Huckleberry.
That go hunting monsters with shotguns that they never use.
Do they have that Appalachian accent? Because
they talk like this, Jesse Kimball.
That was really loud in my ears.
Good. Sorry, Lord. Yeah, no, like that. That's just a special breed of hillbilly.
That was a whisper.
My favorite part of it is that like they'll have parts where Huckleberry, because my favorite, of course,
God.
He's talking to the other team members and he's talking like me and you are. And of course, he sounds much dumber, but he's talking like this. But then the moment they cut to the part where he talks to the camera. You know, like he's actually talking to the camera, to the audience. And it could be from me to Hunter here, like a foot. He's just like, I told him to get back on him. He starts screaming at the camera. There's no reason for it.
He Maybe can't see the microphone. He just assumed there's not a microphone.
Well, he thinks the camera's
so
taking his soul.
He has to, he has to scare the camera?
He's an Appalachian scientist.
Oh, my God.
With a shotgun and overall.
That's going to be your next D&D character, isn't it?
Appalachian scientist.
I want to be an Appalachian scientist.
Named Huckleberry or Buckle Harry.
Didn't someone just? I'm pretty sure I just watched in the news that there was a national park, may have been Mammoth Caves down in Kentucky. Someone said they saw a Bigfoot and started shooting at it. I'm really curious if it wasn't them.
I don't think they go that far. They might.
Like in
Kentucky's way too urban
because I definitely watched them shooting.
I am so tired. I got so tired of like they had an entire season dedicated to Bigfoot. And boy, I hated that because Bigfoot is the most boring monster in the world. At best, it's a giant ape you've never seen before. Who cares?
At worst, it's literally everything else that we've actually found about Bigfoot.
Yeah.
a dude in a costume.
Another missing link.
Yes.
Great. I'll call Dr.
Dr. Banjo.
I'll call Dr. Banjo. Phalanx.
Dr.
Banjo.
Banania.
Full circle.
Full circle. All right.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
let's get to it. Let's get to the
Mr. Black.
The week, Lindsay, 14 minutes and 45 seconds. You got to keep track of these things. I'm helping you out.
I'm multitasking. That's fine.
So, did you hear about this, Kevin? There was a mom. We're starting good.
Oh.
Who posted this angry rant about Disney.
Oh, this one.
Oh, yeah. I haven't heard this yet.
Oh, this is, okay, first of all,
this is
going to
break Lindsay's heart.
This is also a very old story.
Well, except.
How old?
Yes, old story, but there's a new twist.
Okay.
There's a new twist.
Oh, boy.
So the old story is there's a woman, and this is even may not even be true.
I mean, it went viral like in 2016.
Yeah, because the Facebook rant, before you get into it, reads almost like it's fake.
Almost like satirical.
It's too much.
Yeah.
It's so over the top.
And I don't have the full thing here, but it's basically – oh, actually, I do have the full thing here. Okay, Lindsay, get ready for the censoring. So this was reposted by someone on Twitter. This rant. Here's the rant about someone, a mother that had gone to Disneyland, okay? Or Disney World, one of the two.
It's from a mother. It doesn't state which because...
It won't matter for these purposes.
It's Disney World.
That's Florida.
Florida, okay.
Yeah.
It pisses me off to no end when I see childless couples without at Disney World. Disney World is a family amusement park, yet these immature millennials throw away their money on useless crap. They have no idea the joy and happiness it is to mothers who buys their baby treats and toys. They will never experience the exhaustion that is to chase a three-year-old around and getting stares, and I'm assuming I'm a bad mother. This in some very slutty shorts was buying a Mickey pretzel and ate in one, but the line was very long, so I said later, and it broke his poor little heart, and he cried. I need to start telling you dates on here because this is getting bad.
I mean,
just 16 minutes.
I was about to say the name at the beginning of it. At the time of the beginning of it, you're fine.
I wanted to take that fucking pretzel from that tramp like, thanks, bitch, you made my son cry. Disney World is for children. People without children need to be banned. Mothers with children should be allowed to skip all the lines. You have no fucking idea what it's like to have to stand in line for 3 hours with a cranky, tired, exhausted toddler, and I can't just tell him that we can't do something because it's his vacation, too. I hate childless women with a burning passion.
Ooh, can I go off now?
No, can I? No, because it gets worse. I said there was a new twist.
Okay.
I'm real curious about this new twist.
So it's okay. When I say twist, it's not a super big twist or anything, but it very much sounds like it could be fake. So if it was just that, I would leave it alone, right?
Sure.
But the New York Post, and more specifically, I'm going to say the guy's name, Johnny Oleksinski, something like that. Let's just call him Johnny O.
Yeah, you're right, Oleksinski.
Johnny O posted an op-ed on the New York Post that said, sorry, childless millennials going to Disney World is weird.
Oh, I did see this article.
Yeah. And it said, millennials are indeed in an unhealthy relationship with Disney, having granted so much of their leisure time and personality to a single enormous corporate entity meant for children. Lindsay, remembering that we're trying to keep cursing to an absolute minimum, and please protect our ears. Let's do this. Let's see
if I can do this without cursing.
Let's do this in a subtle way. Let's stay calm.
Give him the ink pen and paper now so he can keep track.
Let's stay calm real quick. Why does this upset you the most?
Without
immediately launching into venom.
Taking any child under 5 to Disney, they're not going to remember a thing at all.
So I'm going to take that point first. That is one of the points people made. It's like, it doesn't sound like she's mad about her child not having a good time. It sounds like she's mad that she can't have a good time.
Exactly.
Because of the child.
Yes. Right. As far as that goes. Just that on its own. Because my parents took me when I was 4, and I remember very, very little. And what I do remember is because of photos.
But you remember pure joy, right?
No. I remember being afraid of Captain Hook and being too chicken to go chase after Pluto and get a picture taken with it.
That's a big dog.
That's
Durner.
Yeah, and my cousin trying to pull off Donald Duck's eye. Like, that's what
Jesus.
I remember. He was a toddler.
Also, he really doesn't remember this.
Yeah, no. Like, yeah, I remember very, very little when I went. Now, when I turned 17, I remember everything, and it was awesome, and it was tons of fun.
And you didn't have to keep up with a kid the whole time.
Plus, most of those rides are meant for older visitors.
And you, how old were you when you went? 17?
17 when we went to Florida.
Okay, so you weren't a child. You weren't expected to have a child yet.
No, I was part of a family that went.
So if you went now. And
they can kiss my butt.
No child.
Because I want to go back to Disney because it is fun. It's an experience. You're supposed to have fun. Yes, kids are meant to have fun, but so are adults. It's not just meant for kids.
The idea that it's only for kids goes against exactly what Walt Disney himself said when he put it together. There's so many different quotes from him talking about how this is meant for everyone to be able to relive a time in their life.
Oh, you mean the thing that is literally on the Disney plaque that says, "To all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here age relives fond memories of the past, and here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future. Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America, with the hope that it will be a source of inspiration and joy all over the world."
Yes, that.
Walt Disney himself, when asked about it, said, "You're dead if you aim only for kids. Adults are only kids grown up anyway."
Exactly.
So, like, my beef is less with the alleged woman that wrote that article, because I truly believe that article is like, or the post.
My
was,
beef is with the person saying millennials have an unhealthy fixation.
It's with the writer who posted this op-ed and is so arrogant. Let me tell you the last thing that he says in this. This is the part that really set me off. Where is it? Let me find it here.
I'll let you go, and then I have something else to add when you're done.
Okay, so the last thing. He's trying to make the case that you shouldn't go to it. He says, "I know I'll get a barrage of emails and tweets explaining all the crafty ways Walt worshippers have shaved a couple hundred dollars off their Disney trips. Noted. But that's not the point. Why not? Why do the same old safe boring thing when you can buy a round trip Norwegian Airlines flight from New York to Paris right now for $280, get an Airbnb and sit along the Seine drinking rose. Ah, who am I kidding? You'll skip the Louvre. I don't know how to pronounce that.
The Louvre.
The Louvre. And the Seine. Also, it's the Seine and drinking rose.
Okay, thank you. I can't see.
Also, going to Disney doesn't require a passport, and you can go to Epcot and just pretend you're at
Jesse,
all those
they
places.
They could go see the tulips in Holland.
They could go.
They
see
bloom this time of year, I hear.
the arrogance of that. Why go to Disney when you can fly to Paris?
Okay, if they're putting millennials in there, a lot of those people live locally and get season passes and go weekly. Yeah. A bunch of them are art students that want to get in with Disney, or they're people that work at Disney and go to the park because they enjoy it.
Well, God, if you want to get in with Disney, I got bad news.
I don't. I have a very love-hate relationship with Disney.
Well, he's been dead for years.
What? No, he's frozen.
Why go to Disney?
Jesse, no!
When instead,
let it Disney go. Vault. Let's just let it go.
Let it go.
No, why? I don't know. You
want to
get sued?
No, why go to Disney when you could go to Paris? I don't know, because I wanted to go to Disney.
Right.
Like, that's not even a fair question.
You hate frogs?
And right? Again, I mean, what is this?
The most pretentious part of that, like, the worst part about that, because when I read that, like, I was really upset about it, too. He's like, synagogue. Instead of doing the same old thing, who the, and I'm sorry, Lindsay, mark the time real quick.
22 minutes and 20 seconds.
Who the f*** are you that you are taking multiple trips to Disney per year other than the people that Lindsay mentioned, like locals with season passes?
The same old thing.
If I was local, I would have a season pass. I would be part of D23. I would have got to go to their stupid 90s night back in March where they brought out all the Disney afternoon costume characters, and they had Darkwing and Launchpad and all of those people, and it's not there.
She wants pictures of Spider-Man.
He's not there yet. Give it time.
Also, every week now, I'm going to find an article to enrage her. No, leave it alone. Enrage her.
You remember that rage of the week that Krista was going to do?
That should be Lindsay now, as long as it's about Disney.
So for real, though, I am going to figure out a way to go to Disney World once they open that Star Wars park.
Seriously.
It's open. Well, it's open
the
to Disneyland
the
one.
The Florida
is.
One.
The Disney World one in Florida.
Opens this month.
Does it really?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Because I got to figure out how to get there because that one's way better.
Yeah.
It's the full immersion experience where they give you clothes and everything.
I'm going to find a way someday go to Disney because I've never been.
It's fun.
See, we went
I've
on our honeymoon.
To Six Flags.
And
it's the same thing.
It was killer. And again, we went without children. I mean, granted, we're not having children.
I feel so sorry for you.
Yeah, right? It was terrible.
You'll never know the joy of having.
Awesome.
You'll never. How dare you sit there and eat those pretzels when you've never experienced the joy of seeing a kid
suck on your
poop all over itself?
Wait. I'm the only one that can give that speech.
No, I have children.
I'm the only one here.
I don't know where they are, but I've got them.
Oh, you got kids, maniac?
No. Not anymore.
No, not anymore. So Tanner, as the only person here with a child, would you be upset by millennials and by people? And I hate this whole millennials thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, God, leave the millennials alone.
Well, millennials are ruining the Disney industry.
Well, they're ruining everything.
Yeah.
They've ruined everything.
That's the thing. Even when we're pumping all of our money into Disney, apparently we're ruining the Disney the Disney experience.
Well, as a Gen Xer myself, I look down on millennials.
You're not. You're a millennial also.
You're also a millennial. Nope.
Everybody at this table is millennials.
Yes.
Nope.
Yep. It's true.
And sorry, I'm sorry, buddy. I like my cartoon fixations. They can suck it.
You know, it's just,
I mean, classic. I like the cartoons can?
Because they do make a cartoon about that. I've got this great cartoon about four guys riding a corn stalk.
It's not a cartoon. You know, it's a comic.
It's always that classic, like, the next generation is ruining everything. Yeah. Yes. Like, that's been a thing since there's record of Aristotle talking about it.
Oh, I already feel that way now. Every time I saw someone dab, uh-huh, I would just be like, oh, you kids
are the
worst.
Yeah, but to be fair, it is the worst.
It is.
Dabbing is terrible.
And flossing. Don't get me wrong. Like,
or what about that kid that you, like, broke her trying to explain Gwenpool?
Oh, that was funny. But we were at the Perryville convention. It's super short story. This girl picked up a Spider-Gwen thing, and I was like, yeah, I like Spider-Gwen a lot, because she was trying to make some conversation. And she's like, she's also Gwenpool. And I was like, well,
no.
That's Gwenpool.
That's a different character.
It was like, that's not Gwen Stacy. That is Gwen Pool. And then she just looked at me like it was a really.
You could literally see like her eyes, like she was trying to comprehend it, and then it just went.
It's like that gif where they throw that piece of meat on that cat's head and it just freaks out.
What you couldn't see, you couldn't see her thoughts, which was like an old cartoon with a chicken and a cow dancing with a violin. The old piece of music.
The little monkey with the cymbals, and he does a backflip every once in a while.
Banging monkey.
Man, I mean, we're at that age now where we're supposed to start hating the next generation. But when you talk about dabbing, I know, at least in my class, more than a few kids did, like, the DX suck it.
Yeah.
Like, that was the thing when I was a kid.
See, that's cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
There's a difference.
When I would look at a teacher, and I would give her the suck it or him.
I don't discriminate.
And I would give the suck it sign. They know that I want them to suck it. That's the.
I can't decide if it's better if we call it the crotch chop, because at this point.
Yeah, we're talking about the suck it. But like the dab.
All I can think of is The Office right now, by the way. What is the vacuum? The toy vacuum that. Is it called suck it? I think it's just called suck it. Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, the one that the former boss is trying to
sell. Yeah, and I can't think of his name now.
David
Wallace.
Yeah, David Wallace. It picks up the toys.
Yeah, it's called Suck It.
But what message does the dab send?
Oh, you just dab on
them. You dab on the haters.
You dab on the haters.
Yeah. God. Tanner, answer the question. Are you mad about the millennials?
Nope. Well, not about Disney. But
all right, so there's your Mr. Black of the week. Was Johnny O. Johnny
Olenskinski?
Olbitschke.
Old Polish guy.
In second place, I'll only mention it because you can go back to listen to last night's show. There was a wrestler named, I don't even remember his name. That's how important he was. His name's Gunner something. It's like Gunner Watts.
The guy from TNA?
No, different Gunner.
Okay.
That's a good Gunner. This is bad Gunner. This guy, when it was announced that Marco had signed with AEW,
he posted
a picture of Marco in this huge rant about how it's a slap to the face of real athletes and stuff like that.
Geez.
And like, yeah, that guy got torn apart.
Rightly
believe
so.
It or not, when you say something stupid on the internet,
what
sometimes,
is Ace posted about in the group chat?
Probably, yeah, because we all posted. Like I posted on the dude's page, just like that wasn't smart.
Was that told you how much local or
no?
This,
you're thinking
this is a different guy.
Yeah, okay.
Local, this guy's an actual wrestler, and he's friends with a couple people that I work with. So I didn't want to say too much. I just literally told him like this was a bad idea. You need to get your mind right. I left it to everyone else to tear him apart.
Yeah.
And they did.
Because I don't understand, like, you know, in a fandom where you have dark wizards coming back from the dead and, like, all this other nonsense. You're
and
upset
his brother, the one
guy
who's on fire all the time.
Right. With the horrible scars and everything.
That don't actually exist.
And the funny part is that someone would say, like, well, that's stupid WWE. We're talking about indie wrestling. And then you would say, okay, Joey Ryan flips people with his penis.
Luchasaurus.
He is one of the most popular. Like indie, like he was popular enough that I know who Joey Ryan is.
I took the flip.
Yeah, like
you
Shannon
did
take
the
Shannon's gotten
that,
a handful of that package.
He told me some people cheat and they grab my inner thigh. All the other wrestlers in the locker room were like, "You better grab his penis,"
and he did.
And I did. It was one of those comedies where the firefighters are holding onto the hose as it's swinging around.
I remember the day after you took it, we had the Smash tournament, and I was talking to some people about it, because I think that was actually the first one that I had shown up to in a while, with the one with Joey Ryan in it. Yeah, we had the Smash tournament the next day. I was talking to it, like, they're like, "What'd you do last night?" I saw Shannon take a dick flip. And everybody there was like, the hell is a
dick what?
Flip?
Everyone started pulling out their phone and looking up.
Oh, no. I grabbed the laptop. Hold
it up. Let me take care of this.
This reminds me of Nate. What is... No.
No.
Have I told you how much this show, we were talking about SNL earlier, by the way, reminds me of the Dana Carvey version of the McLaughlin Group? With you just as him doing the wrong and moving on. To
oh,
the next.
God.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he was the like political commentator
or
whatever.
Yeah, yeah. What will question 14 be? Yeah.
And if, no matter what
it's
he said,
just
wrong!
Us.
So
it was him, Phil Hartman.
That was
a couple
skit.
Other people. It was a good sketch. Good sketch.
So you bringing up the story about Nate just now. It reminds me. We were playing Cards Against Humanity for the first time the other day. And
you and Nate?
No.
That's pretty cool. He's, No, I'm glad you two are hanging out.
I'm glad you're playing. No. No.
What do you mean, Cards Against Humanity?
Can you imagine him playing that, though?
Where'd Moran come from?
the news Fox.
Mitch McConnell is not a Russian asset.
This is a true throwback tonight.
Oh, what was it? Comrade Mitch?
That Moscow
was
Mitch.
Moscow Mitch.
Moscow
that
Mitch.
Was it.
He's mad.
Oh, he got so mad about
he got
that.
So mad that he stopped proceedings to give a speech about how he's not a Russian asset. And like, good. That made me so happy.
That'll help.
You know, how salty he got about that hashtag
he
trending.
He looks like the worst turtle at a party.
What's the best turtle?
He is too turtly for the turtle club.
The best turtle at a party, in my opinion.
Is Michelangelo?
No. Michelangelo would be the worst Ninja Turtle to hang out with. You know,
at a party?
That's not true. He would have pizza.
Oh, no. This is the show now. This is what it's about. Who's the best turtle at a party?
I assume Michelangelo.
Wrong!
He pulls out the little baggie with pizza. He's like, who wants to party?
And you know you'd be like, yeah, pass that
around.
Yeah,
I do.
He's got that best pizza. Anyway, Tanner, what about Cards Against Humanity?
Anyway, so the video you had Nate look up.
Nathan.
I've got a proper
name. Oh, God, yeah. He got super sophisticated.
We haven't used real names on the show in a while. I'm upset that we are. I'll be honest with you.
It's Nate. Nate's fine.
Like, we're not bad.
Nate's been on the show.
Once it's not know, actually going to – it's just going to say Mr. Black over and over
yeah.
again.
Yeah. Once you've been on the show, I feel like you're open to ridicule. Oh.
With one exception.
Tanner would like to disagree because of the bucket.
Oh, I tore Tanner apart, though.
No, not the bucket. Though, Mr. you Book. Keep bringing it up, we're going to have problems. Anyway, we're playing Cards Against Humanity, and a card came up bringing up that word while I was pouring myself another drink. And my sister-in-law had the card. She is as innocent as they come.
Oh, no.
Wait, what word going back? I've lost track of the story.
It's a Japanese word. Imagine if you had a circle of men.
Oh.
Oh.
You remember when the word was discovered. And
it's like that game.
Yeah, nope.
That game Monkey in the Middle.
Why are we avoiding saying the word?
Because I don't want anybody else looking it up.
I don't know if that's a word I have to censor.
I'm pretty sure we've said it on the show before.
I'm just going to
break it. I'm going to say Bukkake.
Okay, thank you. So anyway, the card is out there. She asked. I'm laughing from the refrigerator. I'm laughing from the refrigerator. My cousin is laughing. She asks, what does that mean? He tells her,
what is butt cake?
Google it.
Oh, butt cake.
No, don't ever Google Bukkake.
Well, she did.
Good job.
Literally, he said Google it.
Well,
I went,
safe
no!
search on.
But when you did it, it was all in slow motion, like you were trying to run over and stop her.
But everyone else is in normal motion. They're all like, what's wrong with Tanner?
And that Michelangelo way.
It's time to party, dude.
Yeah. I just came to party, man.
Also, to answer that previous question, the best turtle at a party would be I lost it.
It's
now.
the mecha one. The
what's his name? Metalhead?
There you go. Yeah.
I don't know. I think Venus.
You could probably get him to clean up.
The female turtle?
Who? Somewhere, Ace, the hair on the back of Ace's neck just stood up.
He just felt a disturbance in the force. All right.
Is it bad? I already forgot they finally did officially add a female turtle.
No, yeah, but this one's better.
That
the one that they've added now is better. I forget what her name is.
Jenna. I just said it.
It must not be better because you can't remember her name.
So she's not named
and yet
after,
you know Venus de Milo, the psychic
at least
turtle.
I think that's what her name
now
is.
I'm going to keep talking over this. People need to know.
She wore blue. That's you can't find another color other than the four?
Oh. It was technically teal. And
was
that
it?
Made her braid because it was a longer thing
why
in
could,
the back.
Oh.
Wasn't there a female turtle in the Power Ranger crossover?
That's
yes,
the Venus de Milo.
Venus.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, that was the very bad turtle.
Her full name is Jenica. They just call her Jenna.
Jenica. Okay, so she's got a YouTube series where she teaches how to put makeup on.
That does sound like, isn't that a thing? Regardless, she has
What's up, guys?
She has a yellow bandana.
This is Jenica.
she got the yellow bandana, and she's actually a human turned turtle instead of a turtle turned
human. I'm just proud that they didn't make it pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
That should have been, it should have been pink.
No.
But she's also doesn't have like the weird like turtle boobs on the shell.
Good.
That's good. That's better. Never understood the turtle breasts.
No, it didn't make any sense.
So GameStop.
Oh, yeah, we do still have other
speaking
stuff
of turtle
talk about.
Speaking of turtle breasts, old turtle breasts itself, GameStop.
Is it going to be another retail hell show?
It doesn't make sense.
No.
So.
Have you not heard this story?
No, I heard about the all I heard about was the regional manager thing. Yeah, and really, when I say I heard about it, I read the headline.
It wasn't just regional managers. So this web, this channel, YouTube channel, it's like Camelot something, something, something. I don't know. I don't watch it. He talked about it a couple days ago before it broke because he used to work, I guess he's getting information fed to him from former GameStop employees.
Well, apparently it's all over Reddit too.
It is now. It's everywhere. So GameStop is restructuring and they let go one third of their managerial force basically. It was like over 50 regional managers or regional.
Over 50 DMs.
Regional leaders.
A bunch
DMs,
of regional leaders.
LP. And HR.
Yeah.
So.
Because they also changed manager to leader. There's no longer. They don't have managers.
Yeah, basically
anymore.
They made a bunch of people redundant. Yeah. Was the thing. They made a bunch of redundant positions.
Yeah. So, like, because I remember I was talking to Krista about this because she actually was ASM at a store down in New Orleans for a little while.
Right.
But yeah, they changed it to ASL and SL. So
they
yeah, store leader and the yeah, store, yeah, and assistant store leader.
They were my store calls
what kind
all
of
coaches.
What kind of positions do they have for ASMR? Do they do that now?
They were so
I mean, they
sure.
sell everything else. They
yeah,
may as well.
If they figure out a way to make money out of it, they probably will.
They were so sure that changing it from manager to leader was going to save them money.
That's it.
Well, just like when they changed from used to pre-owned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we use it conjures up a negative,
terrible
image.
Connotation.
Just
because
you give someone the title leader doesn't mean they will act like a leader.
Debbie, that sounds good. You're a leader now.
Well, this sounds like
thanks,
Dollar
Hank.
General all over again.
Were you a leader?
I was. No, I was ASM.
Oh.
You make more money ASL. As a leader, but you have more fun as a follower.
I was ASM. Dollar yeah. General.
And how long did you work there?
2 years.
Too long?
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
it couldn't have been that long.
A couple months at best.
It feels like
it
was
wrong.
Better.
Yeah. Wrong.
Wrong.
You so, all had Special K with so, banana.
So they say GameStop's circling the drain. What do you think? Now, most of us at this table have worked at GameStop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One yes. of these things is not like the other.
20% of this table has not worked at GameStop.
Yes. It's true.
One out of five members of the cast testified
this,
that
this
it
only
four and five
not
cast
recommend
members
Crest.
Recommend not working at GameStop.
One out of five cast members avoided working at GameStop using this one weird trick.
What happened not next applying. Will shock you.
GameStop managers hate him.
Well, now he pre-ordered a lot.
They don't
of
really
games.
Like anybody,
love
though.
So that's what you get for having that kid. Now you can't be a part of this conversation.
You're the only one that has a valid opinion about Disneyland, apparently.
Yeah,
but
so
we got
the
rest
one
of this.
Doesn't have a valid opinion about GameStop.
That's it.
So Jesse, myself, Hunter, and Lindsay all worked at GameStop.
Yes.
Three out of the
I
four
had
in
stuff
management.
Thrown at
yes.
me. I got called nasty names.
Half of us quit.
Wait, who
half
wasn't
of us
in management?
Were forced out. I'll let you guess which one was.
Lindsay, were you not in management?
I was a key holder.
Okay.
Yeah, she was an SGA.
That's close enough. Yeah. Close
this is part-time management.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want GameStop to go out of business, first off.
Yeah.
Like, I know everyone says, oh, it'd be great for your store. It might be, but, like,
I
like GameStop.
Being able to go into a store and buy something. I don't want to have to get to a point where I order everything.
Well, I mean,
well,
if you want
to
be
just
as...
kill yourself now, because that's the way of the future. That's what Amazon's for.
If you want to back out as far as you can and be as obtuse as possible, nobody wants to see anybody lose their job.
Right.
We've
exactly.
all said that a million yeah. times over. But, I mean, do I have a personal grudge against GameStop? Yeah, a little bit.
Hey, same.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I was let go unfairly, as
hey,
far
same.
As I
well, I
kind of the situation. But
I said some things.
I quit.
We were talking about this earlier. I don't want to skip too far ahead in the conversation, but how do you fix it? I mean, nothing's working for them because they bought up ThinkGeek.
Yeah,
that was supposed to be the thing. That's going to do it.
And they shut down ThinkGeek.
Right. That didn't do it. Well, I mean, it still runs under the website ThinkGeek, but they control it all. They get
well,
all the profit.
They also
are they
shutting
running,
down like
are
the
they
website.
Running on debt though,
oh,
okay. or are they just
yeah,
not making the profits
stuff.
They want?
They're just not making profits.
I thought I had read a thing like not too long ago, like a month ago, that they were closing down the website.
ThinkGeek. Oh, now I don't know that. That's more recent than I have looked at ThinkGeek. So
they also had
you know,
Kongregate.
I'll look it up while we're talking.
Right, yeah,
Kongregate.
That's actually still going.
They had the PC downloading service that was going to rival Steam that
I
died.
I don't even know what any of this stuff is.
Well, these are all failed GameStop
yeah.
attempts.
Well, and my understanding for a long time there was the point was...
Tanner, you could be in this conversation.
They bought up ThinkGeek, and they were going to, because they were putting so much merchandise into their stores, they were basically just going to make their brick-and-mortar stores into ThinkGeek.
There were mini Hastings, basically.
Right. You would have your games, but you would also have this stuff, too. Right. But apparently that's not working. So now they're talking about, from the article that I shared with you guys earlier... Apparently, the discussion is they're going to have some stores that are going to be strictly
retro,
circling around pre-owned stuff. No new games at all.
Oh, like not okay.
It's basically just going to be only retro games or only older games,
if
all pre-owned
they
stuff.
They still had two stores in every area. That would make more sense.
Well, don't worry. Some areas have five stores,
and there's still more than that. It's not just going to be that too. Some of them are just going to be merch.
St. Louis has easily six stores.
Yeah.
That's different. I meant like for our area, we have one. Okay, what if they turn ours to a retro store, but we still want toys and new stuff?
I don't think they would.
We're going to have to go somewhere else.
There's also
just theoretically,
they've also got an idea based around some of their stores becoming just esports related stores for those areas. So they would have setups where you could play in the store, their teams can play there.
Wait, hold on. So you're telling me a retro gaming store where you can pay money to play video games?
Sounds like Valhalla.
No, they never work. They're not going to do two in one.
Never work. Good.
Because I also saw the same thing. Also, just real quick going back, ThinkGeek.com is closing. They're as of June 14th was the time this article was published. Soon, I guess they might be doing it right now. 50% off moving sale.
Wow.
Everything is going to be a lot of the ThinkGeek stuff will still be available to purchase, but it'll be on GameStop's
website.
So they're just shutting down an e-commerce. They're not actually getting rid of their.
Yeah, they're
merch,
shutting down the ThinkGeek.
They're just consolidating.
Website.
Yeah, is really what it is.
So when all this started, and I kind of had a feeling something was coming, but like I'm a huge Power Rangers fan, and I collect some of the like the replica toys and stuff. Toys R Us, that was the only place you could get them for a long time. Well, when they closed, GameStop picked up that toy line.
Yeah.
I guess through ThinkGeek. Like most of these stuff, most of these replicas and stuff are like high dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
80 plus. All the Power Rangers stuff went to $20 a couple weeks ago.
Whew.
Yikes. Like,
I'm talking Saba, the White
Rangers. That's when you got that stuff that you were asking us about.
It was crazy, but it was all over the country.
Well, it's sad. Everyone says brick and mortar stores are dying, and I like to think that like no, good service, because GameStop doesn't have good service.
Well, that's what you have to do with it. Like, not like that. That's the company I work with. Like, they push more than anything. You have to have that customer service. You have to make the customer experience
okay, but
because otherwise they can just go buy it online.
The store that you work at, it's much harder to shop for a clothing item when it's so specific sometimes and get the exact right thing. You feel more comfortable going into a store and trying them on. With video games, you know what you're getting into. There's absolutely no reason to go into a brick and mortar store and order a game than just order it online. Like it's not specific to you. It's just a game.
Which is why all the more reason they should make that experience for the
customer. And that's part of what they're wanting to do with the restructuring is they said they want to put an emphasis on customer interaction and stuff like that.
Right.
Because I said in a group chat earlier, GameStop, they've tried so many different things at this point.
Yeah.
They only have one identity, and that's the store you don't want to go to.
Well, you know what really kills me about that, though, is that – and, I mean, it's now been years. I was let go from GameStop in 2007. So, I mean, it's been over 10 years since I was there. But around – probably I was there for 4 years, about 2005 or so, about halfway through the run, just as an example. You're saying now that the big thing is, oh, they need to have good customer service. Back then, they were killing that kind of customer service interaction. About the time the PlayStation 3 came out, I remember I had a guy come into the store. It was the middle of the day. Nothing was really going on. It was pretty slow. And he was just interested in getting a system. He hadn't had a system since his classic PlayStation. He said he was interested in the newer systems. Well, they were pretty pricey. PlayStation 3 dropped at $600, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I asked him what he was into. We had a conversation.
That was for the 20 gig, I think.
Yeah. He started talking about Resident Evil. I love the Resident Evil game. So we had a pretty long discussion about them. About 20 minutes, I mean, at least, just in retail is eternity, you know?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I convinced him, hey, man, you know, probably future Resident Evil games are going to be coming out here. Some might be exclusive. It might be worth looking into that. I ended up talking him into getting a brand new PlayStation 3, a couple of games, extra controller. I mean, it was a pricey sale. After the fact, as opposed to someone saying, hey, that's great, you sold a system and sold almost $1,000 worth of stuff, what I got was, you spent too much time with that customer.
No,
and you should have done something else in that time. Other people walked in and walked out at that time. Well, it's not like I ignored those people. I said to those people, hey, how's it going? Is there anything I can do for you? No, we're just looking cool. Let me know if you need some help.
That reminds me of that time Jesse and I were working, and this woman comes in, and we're like, hi, how you doing? Do you need help with anything? She's like, no, I'm just looking around. I'm like, okay. let us know if you need anything. So we talk to each other and we're working on stuff. And then she comes up and complains that we ignored her. And she tried to make it racial because she was black.
Do you remember that?
And I remember Jesse going like, "Ma'am, we greeted you at the door and asked if you needed anything. What do you want?" She was so mad because...
And if you follow those people around, like, then it's, hey, you know, you don't have to bother me. I'll figure my stuff out.
Because I don't want to be bothered when I go to the store personally.
And yeah, they made like, and it was one of the most polite things ever. It's like, "Ma'am, we're sorry we greeted you at the door. Like, what can we do for you?" Like, it's yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like that was very much like the GameStop thing. They wanted you to do more and more. And then like after you left, it just kept getting worse because they... Because I remember I started in 2007, so I started right after you were out. And I remember back then, like specifically, you were like our goals for subscriptions, which like the Edge card at the time like became the PowerUp Rewards card, etc. I remember those were 4%. You wanted 4% subs, and you wanted 8% reserves. And that was those were the goals.
Frankly.
Do what?
Subs?
Yeah. I prefer the dubs to subs.
You don't have to pay
you
attention.
You can get more stuff done.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, I remember that. By the time I left, 25% res was the goal and 20% sub.
Yeah, that was insane.
When I left, it was 15 and like 8, which was still a dramatic increase.
Yeah. And like on top of that, they shortened her hours because I remember when I started in 07, like the minimum number of hours you would get was like 95 for your associates.
They put it bare minimum.
By the time I left... 83 was how like the minimum they could post on there, but Jackie told us you were only allowed to use 80.
Yeah, GameStop, they've shot themselves in the foot. The in store is a miserable experience because they push stuff on you constantly. They give you no incentive.
And you can tell they don't want to.
They don't. No, I always tell people
their raises are based on it.
Yep.
Yeah,
if they don't do it, they don't get paid.
They bother you because they have to. It's not because they want to like bother you. There's so much pressure from corporate.
Yeah,
And they haven't gotten any better.
It's just, hey, sell some video games. Well, not like that.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's the part that just blows my mind. And then you've got a bunch of employees that are just bitter because of all the stuff they have to do. And, like, they're annoyed.
And no recognition.
They're annoying you.
And getting yelled at.
Yeah, and they're getting yelled at by corporate and by customers because they're bothering people.
Yep. So, yeah, you have, like, a bunch of bitter people. They have no interest in helping customers. No.
Right. I was on a conference call once. And I think I've told the story before. This one might get me in trouble because it's like on the conference call. I was on a conference call
with Mr. Black.
And with it's Mr. Fine. Black was on the phone.
We'll make it work.
And he, this guy, they're talking about stuff. And I mentioned on the call, I said my employees are getting restless. Like there's no hours. They're not getting paid a ton. They're not motivated. Like, what can I do to help motivate them? And the guy's reasoning with me was,
fire them, hire someone new.
He said there's a lot of other people that want to work there. Yeah. And I remember saying on the conference call, like, that's ridiculous. I'm not going to tell them that. The GameStop has no – and it wasn't even that guy's fault probably. He probably had it drilled in his head over and over again. GameStop is a terrible, terrible company to work for.
How many people did we have who worked with us? And I can think of one specifically who literally said this every time. Hey, I could just go down the hallway and wash dishes at the Mexican restaurant I'm making here.
Could mow lawns.
Yeah, I can just go mow lawns.
Mow lawns.
Which he did. He probably did make as much money because eventually that's what they do to you.
Yeah.
They drive you out of that business.
So I really want GameStop to live on. I want them to find their own identity and I want them to become better. Yeah, because Hastings really did leave a giant void.
Yep.
Yeah.
Toys R Us has left a giant void. I know everything is going digital, but I will never be a digital shopper. That's not a shot at anybody that is. It's just I'm like Lindsay. I like to go to places.
I like
to shop.
Looking. Yeah. I like physically picking the thing up, looking at its packaging, being able to actually figures and toys. I like being able to look at the paint jobs and having my choice over which ones I want so that I don't get someone that's eye is looking at me and the other eye is looking across
Rick.
The hall.
One eye's looking at me, one eye's looking at Rick. Yeah. So that is our wish for the future. If GameStop, they may be going on the way out. They may have a couple months. We might be in a world where in a couple months we'll be going, remember when GameStop was open? Remember when there was a GameStop?
Though, I mean, in fairness, like I have, especially like our GameStop, there's one employee at our GameStop now that I like. And she doesn't work all that often. So,
is it like, who I'm thinking of? Married to someone else that we know?
Yes. I feel like it's not a bad thing for us to call her out on the show, but I don't want to because GameStop might fire her.
Oh, yeah. So that same guy that leaked this early, the Camelot guy, his video right before that was talking about a manager that he was friends with that GameStop knew that he was making. But she wasn't the one feeding him info.
Yeah.
He just made GameStop videos criticizing them. They fired her because of it,
of course.
Because they were friends.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't want to name
any
names on the show.
I'm not going to name any names. The store manager.
We know GameStop listens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the store manager, I cannot stand. I do not like her even a little bit. I have not gone into GameStop since the last time I did a trade-in for Lonnie. because like I get the games cheaper at Best Buy for now. I mean, they're ending that program. But even after they end the program, like I still get a $10 like gift card every time I buy a new game.
Sometimes I think Amazon was bad for us.
You think?
Like
that's a whole other show, homeboy.
Man, I want Amazon. There are parts of me that want Amazon to fail.
My boss gets so angry anytime someone talks about shopping on Amazon.
Well, because it's so hard to compete.
Yeah. Well, especially now in the clothing retail, because they've got a deal now where you can order something,
try it on,
and then send it back. Yep.
Which, to me, they should, because
you have to be able to try stuff on.
So ridiculous that it's like, well, I need this dress for next week. I'm going to order it. Hope it's right. If not, I'll send it back and we'll try this again. As opposed to going to a store and trying it on and buying it.
People are lazy. In fairness, people do that
in stores too.
Like, I am surprised Bob does not order his groceries through Amazon because I know you can do that.
Yep.
Yeah, you can.
I'm surprised he goes to the store and gets them himself.
I'll be honest. I don't want to support this kind of business, but it sounds just magical. Have you seen the Amazon grocery stores?
Oh, yeah.
Like the ones you actually walk in?
No.
Yep.
I remember hearing stories about it. But
these things are incredible. You walk in, you log in with your phone, and everything you pick up, like you sync it to your cart. Everything you pick up, you put in the cart, it adds it to your Amazon like cart.
Yeah.
And as soon as you walk out the door...
There's no lines.
You're
buying it as you take it off the shelf.
You walk out the door. That's when you buy it.
Or yeah.
Yeah. It gets added to your cart like real time as you're adding it. You walk out of the building
and
it charges you.
That's smart for theft, too. Because, how do you log in? Have a login?
Okay. Yeah.
So technically, someone could steal your phone, log in, take a bunch of groceries, and you would be charged for it.
Similarly, somebody could grab your wallet, walk in, grab a bunch of groceries.
What I was thinking was like that is such a good deterrent against theft. Because no one's going to walk into a store, and if you pay for it the moment you leave, you have to log in to get in.
Yeah.
And if they try to leave with it, you're automatically charged.
Well, I'm assuming
a deterrent.
Because they're not going to have cashiers. I'm assuming they're going to have kind of a Sam's Club set up where there's probably somebody at the door just to make sure that there's nobody bolting out.
Yeah, you've
to
got
it, throw it over the sensor or whatever.
The current Walmart situation where you have like the one employee that's making sure all 45 of the self-checkout lines are working. Yeah. That's what this Amazon place is like.
Let me tell you how well that's working. I may have told you guys this story before, but I went to Walmart once, and I'm not going to say where. It's all fine. But Kate. I went to Walmart once to pick up like four or five things for us, fairly minor. It was like $20 worth of stuff. Go through the self-checkout, and I have no idea what I had on my mind, but I scanned everything, put it into the bag, and I walked right out the door. Completely did not even realize that I did not pay in the process. I got my card out, had it out, put it back in my wallet, got it back. I get back home, and it was as I was getting the stuff out of the bag, I was like, I don't have a receipt. Did I throw the receipt away? Did I just steal this stuff? I think I just... And the longer I ruminated on it, the more I was like, I don't know. I think I just walked out. So I called Walmart. Hey, look.
Hey.
That's what it felt like. I was like, look... I don't know how to explain this, but I'm pretty sure I just walked out without paying for stuff unintentionally. And to be fair, they were super nice about it. They were like, well, okay, what register were you on? And I could explain which one it was. They figured out what number. They go back to the camera that's on it, and they're like, yeah, you got your card out, and then you just walked back out. Like, okay, so what do I do? And they were like, well, because I'm on my way back to the store now. Just bring it back, go to the service desk, and we'll just have you pay for it there. I was like, all right, cool. But yeah, I mean, in the end, it worked because I was honest and told him I just stole $20 worth of stuff by accident.
I like to think that you pulled your card out to pay. You stopped for a second because you thought about something. And then you looked down your card and was like, my card's out. I must have already paid.
That's exactly what happened. I mean, I can't imagine any other scenario other than that.
I can't.
It was also the weirdest. It was like sour cream and like some pens and like just a bunch of weird stuff.
I feel like I could rip off Best Buy every time I go in because whenever I return stuff to Best Buy, never once have they checked to make sure it was in there.
Yeah.
Never. And I know it's because they just trust me because I've been there so much.
Yeah, they know you.
But like I have taken stuff back, like $100, $200 items that for various reasons, like I can't use it or whatever. And they just like take it, slap a sticker on it, and I go, cool, thanks, man.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been everybody at customer service knows us by now.
Yeah.
Except the one
that doesn't and cards me every time.
Oh, my God. No.
Who I'm talking about.
I do. Because every single time, like she tries to make conversation, then she's like, well, I need to see your driver's license. You know who I am.
You just talked to me yesterday. How many times are we going to go through this? You need to go work at GameStop.
I'm still going to need to see somebody.
Yeah, because it would be one thing like if she actually had to scan in the driver's license.
Yeah.
She doesn't. She just has to see it.
She just wants to see your mug.
She do the thing where she holds it up by your head, like, I don't know if this is that guy.
She Every single time she throws it in the stupid little fraud detector.
Yeah.
Because that's the one thing she has to do. It doesn't scan anything. It just shines the light so you can see if
to make sure that it's not like something you printed out.
And it's just like, bitch, you see me. Like, at least once a month.
54 minutes.
Am I the only one who gets irrationally angry anytime that I, and it's very rare, but I use a $100 bill to pay something and they get that pen out and they scratch the $100. Oh, no, it makes me so mad. I know you have to do it.
Worse for me.
I didn't counterfeit that money. If it's counterfeit, I didn't do it.
When someone just printed it off this morning.
Yeah. When they come in to pay for it and they say that every time. You would think that, like,
so funny.
Yeah, you'd think that joke is so cliched at this point, no one would make it anymore.
How many times?
Just make it ironically.
How many times at this store, because of the way it's set up, have you heard, oh, no price tag on here? I guess it's free.
Guess it's free.
So I do have a story about that $100 bill thing, though. That, like, this is just me being a douche at GameStop. just straight up. This guy was just annoying the crap out of me, buying like a couple of things, didn't want to buy pre-owned, didn't want to get a card, didn't want to reserve anything. So basically he was going to tank my numbers a little bit because he was one of four people that came in that day.
Yeah.
So yeah. And like, now I look back on it, I'm like, I probably shouldn't have done that. But, you know, he handed me the $50 bill to pay for his thing. I pulled out the pen, started marking because you got to. And then the guy just, you know, he made the joke. Like, oh, I just printed that off this morning.
That's
I was like,
fresh.
And I was like, ooh.
Shouldn't say that.
Too bad. And I passed it back to him. He's like, no, man, it was just a joke. Ooh, yeah, but once you say it.
Once you say it, it's in
it's
my
out
head.
There now.
Yeah, we've had a problem. We have had a bunch of these $50 bills coming in fake.
I don't know if you checked today. And one more thing, and then we have a list I want to get to because I still want to do this list.
Yeah.
I mean, we have 5 minutes to do it. We'll go over. We own the network.
I'm going to let you read then.
I read quick. I
read
real
fast.
She's drawing.
She's busy.
I had a guy come in today. Jesse, I don't know if you saw this. I think Hunter saw it. But he comes in. They want to do a trade-in. So I start to help them with the trade-in. And they have Super Nintendo and the port's broken on the back where the plug-in goes. So I tell them, I'm going to have to charge for this because it's broken. Let me see if I have an extra one. I don't have one up here. So I tell Dalton, who's sitting on the couch, hey, Dalton, watch the front for a second. I'm going to go in the back and grab an extra. So he goes like, okay. He gets up, he stands up. I start to walk towards the back. And then the guy, because they both look like they're methed out, because of course they do. She had been calling for a week straight, almost every day, asking if she could sell this. And it's driving me nuts. So I finally said, fine, I will take it. As I walk back, he goes, man, it must be nice to have a job where you just sit around and play video games all day.
Oh,
and that's
boy.
The second time I've heard that in probably 2 weeks. So I turn around and look at the guy and just solemn straight face. And I said, yeah, that would be really nice. But that's not what we do here. We work. And he just like the look of terror on his face. And he goes like, I didn't mean any disrespect by it, man. And I didn't acknowledge him. I looked at him and I walked off. And about that point, Dalton walks over to kind of diffuse the situation. He's like, yeah, I'm on the clock. I'm off the clock so I can do whatever I want. Dalton said that she tore into him when I walked away, like the guy, about the way he was acting. He apologized again when I came back out. And like, I get he probably wasn't trying to be disrespectful. But believe it or not, people that work in the video game industry actually work.
Yeah.
It's not – okay, I almost cussed. It's not like Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory where all Oompa Loompas dipping around in chocolate. We actually do a job here.
To bring it full circle too, my favorite part was when somebody would say that to you at GameStop. And I would look around going, where are the chairs? Where is it that I sit and play video games all day?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That always drove me nuts at GameStop. It's like, it must be great working. No.
It's a
job.
Do you see a console sitting out with a controller? Like,
right. I spend 90% of my day trying to talk you into buying things. That's my job.
When we were still there, I think it was with you guys too, but this is when they had the checkout system. You could check out a game, try it out. They encouraged it because they wanted us to be able to talk about the games because they like to have the veil idea of, of you could provide good customer service. Anyway, point being, that was the best possible thing that could come from that scenario. The closest thing to, it would be great if I had a job where I could play games all day. And yet, by the time it came around, you didn't want to do it.
I never checked the game out.
I checked games out all the time, and I never wanted to play them. I'd take it home, I'd look at it, and go, I'm sick of looking at video games.
Yep.
I don't want to do this.
The first game I ever checked out from GameStop was Bullet Witch, which I knew was going to be terrible, and that's why I didn't buy it, but I wanted to try it.
Her name's Bayonetta.
The time it wasn't. It was Bullet Witch. And that was probably like one of four games I ever took home.
Yeah.
Ever. Even here. Like, I could take whatever. And here it's even more relaxed. Okay, I used to take home whole systems. And I would tell Lonnie, I'm like, I took this Xbox One S home. I'm going to borrow it for a couple weeks till you need it.
Fresh out the box.
But
look at one.
No one ever does it. It's ridiculous. Okay.
Yeah, no, the
Lindsay, pass me that list.
Now you're good.
Go ahead.
Now you're good. You're right. We got time. We got to go.
So
And so I was just going to talk about the forced checkout time where she told us she was going to fire us if we didn't start checking out new games.
Because we got our balls up. We were going to say something.
See, and that was the other thing, too. And this, we've talked about this to death, but checking out new games, which means you have to gut a new game, which means when somebody buys a brand new game, that game is not brand new. It has been in somebody's system. And don't get me wrong, I did the same thing. I defended it constantly about, hey, man, you know, we take care of it. It's in good shape, whatever. And yet, as soon as I was on the customer side, I was able to go, yeah, but I would be real mad about that.
Yeah. Yep.
Especially I would not buy that.
They still charge full price for it. Yep. And like, everything about it is skeevy because like you can't return it.
No.
Like if you open it and bring it back in 7 days, then
how
no
is
good.
That legal?
Well, I mean, my question is what other business do you know of that sells you the demo, because that's what it is, and charges you full price?
Every car dealership on the planet.
That's what GameStop would tell you.
Okay.
That's what GameStop would say every
just like a car.
And you know, when you go to a car dealership, the first thing you say is, man, I wish I had a job where I could just drive around cars for free all the time.
Next time I have to buy a car, like God forbid that's anytime soon, I'm going to use that line. I'm
and then
come
also,
in like, whoo,
also
nice.
When you give them the 100, tell them you just made it.
The only exception is the car dealership one is just a little bit true. Just a little bit.
They drive around the car all the time?
Yeah.
If I worked at a dealership that would let me drive like a brand new Mercedes or something.
Nothing brand new. Like, but like if there's a really nice used vehicle that comes in, they'll usually let you test drive it for a week.
And
or
to be fair, too, they can haggle on that price. Like we bought a brand new car, but it had 50 something miles on it because it had been driven off the lot and it had been test driven, I think, once or twice. And they legitimately said, yeah, we'll take this. Now, do I know if they took that number off? No, because when you're dealing with cars, you're dealing with astronomical numbers. With a video game, though, I mean, it's $60. And if I'm buying a brand new copy, it better be sealed for $60. If it's not, hey, knock $5 off that price.
Don't advertise it to me as brand new.
No.
Also, Lindsay, I hate this list. The number one movie I...
Oh, I'm not happy with the number one. That's why I rolled you down to the bottom of it.
Is it in order?
Yeah, from the bottom up,
I still don't know what the list is.
But is it in order of... All right, we'll start. All right, so
It's the top 100 animated films according to Rotten Tomatoes.
Top 100 animated films.
Okay.
According to Rotten Tomatoes.
Done this? Wrong!
I don't think we have.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to run through the first ones because no one's watched them. Well, actually, all right. So here's how this game's going to work. Every time Lindsay's seen one of them, if you're playing at home, every time Lindsay's seen one, take a shot.
No.
By 80?
Of water, so you can stay hydrated.
Well, no, of game
fuel.
You
will drown yourself.
You'll be chugged and charged.
You'll be chugged and charged.
So I'll keep track of the ones that none of us have seen.
Yeah, good luck with that with you here. I wish Allie was here. I can tell Allie, like, Toy Story. Ooh, no.
Not once in the entire time I've known Allie has she ever made the sound for why is she Homer Simpson?
Oh, man. All right. Number 100, Loving Vincent.
Living. I thought it was.
Nope,
it
says Loving
Vincent. I did finally watch it a couple months ago.
It says right there, school bus.
I have no idea what this is.
Okay, so basically, Loving Vincent, they did a live action film of
Vincent Van Gogh.
Basically figuring out whether or not he committed suicide or whether he got killed. And then they got hundreds of artists, and they painted over each frame of the film. So it is
like
completely animated.
Yes. Right.
Just for the record, if she has to explain these films, we're going to be here all night.
Well, that one's a good movie.
Okay, but the reason I say that is because the next one is My Dog Tulip.
I have no clue what that is.
No one knows what that is.
That I don't know what that is. I can't help you.
Okay, so what we're marking is we don't even know what it is.
If there's one that none of us have seen, I'm marking it.
So somebody has seen the Loving Vincent.
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, and she'll probably be the one for most of this.
Yeah.
The Pirates, Band of Misfits.
Nope. I haven't got to watch that one.
Starting
yet.
Hot. Tokyo Godfathers.
Nope.
No. Uh-uh.
Have you not watched Tokyo Godfathers?
It's ugly.
No. No. Not yet.
I know
it's
what
on my
it
list.
Is, but it's ugly.
Akira.
Really? Really? Say it right.
Akira.
I know you hate it, but say it right.
It's okay.
I didn't think Shannon hated it.
It's okay. It's not one of my favorites.
I like Akira.
Who here has seen
Neo
Akira?
Tokyo.
Me.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Just me and you? You guys
seen it?
You seen it?
I just said I've seen it.
Akira.
Big T. Oh, he just gave me the...
They're doing
super precocious.
They're also going to make a series.
That's our Tanner.
They are. That's our Tanner.
Here's how I know the list.
That's the gong.
Here's how I know that.
Thank you, Hunter.
Tanner.
Here's how I know this is not.
Why is it like the Doppler effect? Hi. Like he's going
because
by. Tanner.
Akira was number 96, right?
Yeah.
Number 95 is Sausage Party.
That I don't understand.
That's on a top 100 of best films. Oh, best anime.
All right,
this list is done. We're out.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, no.
No, we're going to keep going.
List canceled.
Oh, jeez.
The list is canceled.
Did anyone watch the terrible movies?
Sausage Tanner Party. Yeah, I've seen
Tanner's never
was it my fault.
I've seen Sausage Party.
All right, hold on. I'm going to bail Tanner out.
To be fair,
here.
He thought he was going to see Akira.
I watched this movie willingly by myself.
Why?
I don't know.
I also watched Sausage Party, but it wasn't what I was hoping.
You also listen to those conservative choir girls
was doing your not animated.
I wanted that.
I'm starting to think
version.
You'd enjoy this glutton for punishment stuff, Jesse Kimmel.
They call me a masochist.
I thought they called you Space em. Cowboy.
Or the Gangster of Love.
The Boy and the Beast.
Nope.
Uh-uh.
Mary and the Witch's Flower.
Yes. Mm-mm.
What? Don't answer the question.
It's the Miyazaki.
It's a Miyazaki.
Oh, I have seen that.
The Secret of Maria Kanellis.
No.
No.
I'm sorry, The Secret of Kells. My bad.
Yes. You watched Secret of Kells with me.
I have no idea what that
Irish?
Is.
I have actually seen that.
I vaguely remember that. Howl's Moving Castle.
Yes.
Captain Underpants, the first epic movie.
Nope.
No.
That's above Akira.
I read the comic books back when I was a kid.
Above Akira. List canceled.
When I get to one that I've absolutely seen, I will let you know.
Sausage Party was also above Akira. I'm just throwing that out there.
I'm not saying I made the list. I just looked a list up.
I don't think this is in order. It can't be, or there's no God.
It's by percentages, though, on there.
Yeah, but the percentage for a Sausage Party was 86. Akira was 88.
Okay, well,
I'm sorry,
then
Sausage
I don't,
Party was 83.
Then I don't understand why they're listed that way.
Oh, because it's Rotten Tomatoes.
Hey, just keep reading the list.
Millennium Millennium Actress.
No.
No.
Kung Fu Panda 3.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
You've never seen Kung Fu Panda 3?
I stopped after the first one.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Yep.
Yes. Yep.
That's the first one everybody has seen.
Yes. Tarzan.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kung Fu Panda.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
When Marnie Was 3.
Nope.
No.
I don't know what that is.
The Peanuts movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Of course. Paranorman.
Yes.
Yes.
The Illusionist.
Yes.
No.
It's French. It's about a magician.
And we all tapped out.
Nope. Yeah.
Boy and the World.
Nope.
No.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yes.
Boy and the World, that was the one with Ben Savage, right?
Yeah.
No, that was Fred Savage.
Fred Savage.
It was
his brother.
The Wind Rises.
Nope.
No.
Which sounds like it could have been the sequel to Sausage Party. Sleeping Beauty.
Yes.
Yeah.
God, guys, sound excited. Yeah.
Yes.
If you're not having
my
fun.
My favorite Disney movie.
Yes, I have seen that movie.
Rango.
Yes.
No.
I didn't care for that movie.
I've never seen it.
It wasn't great.
It wasn't good.
He's a lizard.
Yeah, I
enjoyed it.
It was Johnny Depp, so I watched it.
I had so much higher hopes for that. Frank and Weenie.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shrek. I'm sorry, Shrek.
Yes.
Keep watching the skis.
James and the Giant Peach.
Yep. Yeah.
The Simpsons movie.
Yes.
Should be number one. Tangled.
Yes.
Should it be number one? And no.
I mean, no, it shouldn't, but yes.
Yeah, I know. I
everybody
been
gives
him
me the
that
look
sausage
the same way.
Party.
He's never seen Tangled.
Who?
Jesse.
That's me.
Oh yeah, I knew this.
I listen
to the Sunday Show.
Shrek 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nope. Bolt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nope. Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Nope.
No. Honestly.
Wait, has somebody at the table not seen it?
What?
Has anybody at the table seen it?
Nope. Nah, I haven't. I don't know why y'all looking at me like I hate Teen Titans Go.
Yeah, but I assume you'd watch that of some sick.
Yeah, but
like,
wait, does watching just strictly the after credits count?
No.
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
Because I have seen that.
Yeah.
Because they're doing Teen Titans versus
that's
Teen
on YouTube,
Titans Go.
Though. That's
going to be great. Yeah, I did watch
Mary and
it on
Max.
YouTube.
No.
No.
What was it?
Mary and Max.
No.
Don't ask me to clarify.
I didn't ask to clarify. No. I said repeat the
it's
name.
French. It's about a magician.
No, that's The Illusionist.
A Bug's Life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Arthur Christmas?
Yes.
Yes.
I feel like that sounds vague.
It's one of those things movie. Like I have to have seen it because it's Arthur, but I don't remember.
Oh,
it.
It's that Arthur. I thought it was a name.
No,
Arthur Christmas.
No,
Jesse, it's not.
It's
no.
not the.
Oh,
the,
I heard
no.
Arthur colon
okay,
Christmas.
This
Wrong.
Is about Santa Claus has Christmas. Two sons,
oh,
and he has two sons, and one's going to take over being Santa Claus, and Arthur is one of them.
He
he's
know.
The one who wants to be it,
he
but he's not. Yeah, no.
I went straight to Aardvark.
The Santa Claus?
No.
I went straight to Aardvark, and I was like, I watched all of Arthur. I had to have seen it at some point.
What the hell
that sign
are you
can't
talking
stop
about?
You, because he doesn't read.
Jesse
Cripple?
I don't. Ponyo.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
He's a
no.
Fish.
Big Hero 6.
Yes.
Yeah.
Overrated.
Yes.
I'll say it.
It
overrated.
Is. Well, actually,
too many
just,
Disney
it's
tropes.
Just not rated. I don't know anybody who's ever talked about it.
Oh my God! Every time I see them talk about Big Hero 6, it's like it's the movie that was forgotten because of Frozen, but it was so much better. No, Frozen was better.
No.
Frozen was
no.
Better film. Yeah,
nope.
It was.
I don't
no.
think Frozen better than
no.
Big Hero 6.
I'll put it out there.
Even,
no.
Big Hero 6 was awesome.
My Neighbor Totoro. Yeah, if you're a
yes.
child with like,
Damn.
I'm going to get the bucket.
I want to apologize. I would like to apologize for that one.
He's to Mr. Block.
No,
he's going
to
figure out how to put Shannon
bus
into a 5-gallon bucket.
That was my brain went to, okay, what's the most offensive thing you can say that's not terribly offensive? And that came out, and then I immediately went like, no, that's offensive.
That was extreme.
Why would you think that one was okay?
Better mark that.
So, hour and 8.
Has that really only been that long?
I know. It feels like forever because the sausage party was on this list. My Neighbor Totoro, we say yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Princess Mononoke.
Yes.
Yeah. Or, as it's known in Japan, Mononoke Hime.
I thought you were going to say Mononoke.
Bambi.
Yes.
No. Yes.
Did you say no?
What did you say?
Bambi.
Oh, I heard something else.
No, he said it weird.
He said Bambi.
Yeah.
You son of a.
Because I'm pretty sure you shot her mom, didn't you?
Bambi's a boy.
What? Is it really?
And he's the prince of the forest.
Why? Because he's a deer. He's the prince of the forest. Well,
I mean, his dad is
the prince. This is new lore for me.
No, this is in the stupid thing because they call him the little prince.
No, this is all new to me.
I mean, my mom used to call me handsome.
Right.
Doesn't mean that's true.
Billy Gunn was king of the ring. He ain't worldly. That's not true.
I haven't seen Bambi since I was in elementary school, so I could. I.
You can't confirm nor deny that.
Right. Like, I trust Lindsay. But I
Does
just, this is new lore to me.
The lion from Wizard of Oz is an actual royal family member?
Yeah. He was the king,
he's
of, the, king
of the
forest.
He
was
the king
of Oz.
Forest.
Well, it's like Simba
the
was the king
of his
of the,
forest.
The Simba was king of that entire area because they were the only lions.
Everything
that
the light touched.
Hey, what's next on the list?
Ants? No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The triplets of Belleville.
Yes.
Ants. No.
What then ants with a Z.
I believe you mean
unfortunately,
ants.
Yes.
Hey,
I
ants
like
with a Z had Sylvester Stallone in it.
It did.
That didn't make it better.
No, it didn't. I mean,
he's there.
Lady and the Tramp?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
The Little Mermaid?
Yes.
Yes.
As opposed to The Big Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid.
Which starred Martin Lawrence in drag.
What
was
what?
That called? It was called Big Mama's House.
There you go.
Ghost in the Shell?
Yes.
Yep.
Coraline?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
This movie was clearly not named for me, The Breadwinner. Because I'm tanking it right now.
No.
No.
Was that really actually
The Breadwinner?
No,
yeah.
Bread
and it's the only
no
one that actually
is.
Has a link you can click on. Which is baffling. How to Train Your Dragon 2?
Yes. Yep.
No. I have not seen any of those movies.
I haven't seen part 2 either.
They're really good.
I know,
good.
But it's
I've
been
seen
spoiled.
One and three.
So no, I know what happens.
Frozen.
Yes.
No. All right, yes.
The yeah. best Disney movie.
But, oh. Ooh.
I have a...
Let
have
it
a,
go.
I have
no.
a two-year-old at home, so yeah.
Shannon, no. You can get sued.
Let it be...
You get sued for that.
You get sued. Michael Jackson's estate is going to wreck your day.
Long Way North.
Oh, I went Beatles.
Or Tout in Hot Dubon.
I have no clue.
He owned their.
I'm not
oh,
even
okay.
Nice yeah, no, one's seen
no, no.
What was it?
Oh God. Long Way North.
No.
No. Aladdin.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's the best one so far.
Yeah.
Ernest and did you see Frozen? Ernest
yes.
and Celestine.
Yes. I made you watch that with me.
No.
That did. Was the bear and the mouse.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was pretty sweet, yeah.
I called mom, sorry.
It's okay.
The Red Turtle.
No.
No. He's the best turtle at the party. He's the best one.
All right, one of my personal favorites, Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yes.
That's a good
Love
movie.
Oh, nope.
I have not seen it.
That's a real good movie.
McAfee is doing a
Uh-oh.
Security scan. No, thanks. you never seen Fantastic Mr. Fox?
No, I haven't seen McAfee as doing a security scan.
Okay. The Secret World of Arrietty.
No.
Yes.
I'm aware of it, but
the
I've not seen
with
it.
With me for that one. It's
She's little.
It's like The Borrowers.
Yeah. But I've not seen it. I don't know why I know this.
Fantasia.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Wallace and Gromit: The Curse of the Were-Rabbit.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
No.
That's sad. That's a good movie. Persepolis.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
Your Name.
Yes.
Persepolis.
Mm-mm.
Wasn't that the
Your
French
name
film that got
so
super popular?
Good.
That sounds right.
Your Name is like the biggest. It's like the biggest movie in Japanese history.
It's so good.
Yeah, no, it made bank in theaters in Japan and the U.S.
Bawled.
And it is phenomenal.
Oh, is that the one you told Lindsay to watch?
Steven told me to watch
okay.
it.
Yeah, I've told Lindsay to watch a few anime, but yeah, the Your Name was just
Your
already
name
popular.
Was so good.
One of my personal favorites, Waltz with Bashir.
No.
No.
What?
You're so full of it.
Here's the best one so far: Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes,
yeah, that's a phenomenal film.
Eddie.
Terrifying.
The Lion King.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Song of the Sea.
No, but I want to watch it.
Mm-hmm. I don't. For some reason, I thought you were about to say
yeah,
Song of the Sea.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, list over. Cancel list.
No,
we
it's very much
on
in the Secret of Kells style. And I know there's a little like seal and an Eskimo
Pretty
girl.
Sure we've watched that.
No,
Maybe
I want
I'm
to. I've watched the
I
trailer.
I like Kel
for
better
it.
When he was with Keenan.
That
was
one
the best
has,
Kel.
That one is the best rated one so far at 99%. So,
man.
Animalisa.
Nope.
What?
No.
Okay. Tower?
No.
Okay. Spirited Away?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Iron Giant.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Never watched it.
Really?
How?
Yes, Chris probably better off.
Did you just say unfortunately?
Yeah.
So, but then you criticize me for not watching it. But it sounds it is, like you didn't
it's
like
real
it.
Real sad.
Let me tell you why.
Real sad.
It is it oh, is really
Vin
sad.
Vin Diesel dies in the end.
Yeah.
It's real. Unfortunate. I mean, yeah. It's unfortunate because Cartoon Network would do like a 72-hour marathon.
They'd
of
play
it.
It's the same reason why I hate The Christmas
and
Story.
Over and over and over.
And yet I've never watched it.
That's how I was saying. How have you not seen it?
Monsters Incorporated?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yes. Agreed.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes.
Overrated, but I still like it.
No, I love that
It
movie.
Is not the, like...
I don't think it is anymore. For a long time there, it was held up on this tentpole. And, I mean, it's a great movie,
it's
but
it was
just...
Hot Topic, like...
Right.
It was staple. Hot They built Hot Topic around it. They have a Shrine of Jack Skellington in there.
That's how they keep it powered.
Oh, talk about one of my least favorites, and this one I really do think is super overrated. The Lego Batman movie.
I liked the Lego Batman movie.
I liked it, but I don't know if it was overrated.
I don't remember any
it was
of
like
it.
Okay. For me, it was okay at best, but like I...
The Lego movie was much better.
But didn't you just have the really negative... No, that was the Lego movie you had the really negative connotation with.
No, I like Lego movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because which was the one where you watched in the hotel room that you were upset
that's
about?
That's Lego movie. Okay. That wasn't because that's...
But that wasn't the first time you watched it.
Right.
Oh, okay.
101 Dalmatians.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
My Life as a Zucchini.
Yes.
I'm
no. Okay. You haven't watched it, but you walked in when I was watching this. It's like Spanish or Italian. I don't remember which, but it's a little kid in an orphanage, and it's a weird like stop motion style. Because you came in, and you're like, what the hell are you watching?
And he's a zucchini.
His name is Zucchini. Or rather, he decides his name is Zucchini.
I'm done.
This is above all the Disney classics.
Yes.
The
this
has
a 98% on Tomato
yes.
Rotten.
He has issues.
Tomato of Rotten.
Yeah, he's got issues. If he's
if he picked Zucchini as his name, yeah, he's got issues.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Chicken
Didn't
Run.
Didn't that one already come up? Yeah.
No. Never seen Chicken Run.
No, Beauty and the Beast. I thought that got mentioned way earlier.
No, it didn't.
No, it was Lion King.
Fair enough. Well, yeah.
Yellow Submarine.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. No.
Nope.
Wait, what?
Really?
No.
Nope.
What do you mean, really? Did you watch this 1968 animated film called Yellow Submarine, Tanner?
I've Beatles? Watched The Wall.
Why is that more significant than Yellow
because
Submarine?
Because it's the same idea. It's a movie
I mean,
based
I know exactly
off of
what
I was hoping to God Yellow Submarine was actually about like an undersea adventure.
No, it's The Beatles.
Only yesterday.
It's The Beatles.
No.
No.
Exactly. We're 20 more to go, guys. We got this. The Incredibles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ratatouille.
Yes.
Nope. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, overrated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I watched Ratatouille, so I can't agree with you there, but I appreciate it. Dumbo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I miss the crows.
The crows are still there.
They're still there.
Isle of Dogs.
No, but I want to.
Shaun the Sheep.
Nope.
Yes.
No.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Yes.
It's
got to be your dragon.
It's got to be your bull. I've not seen any of them.
Oh.
Yep.
Kubo and the Two Strings.
Yes.
No.
That's a really good
one. Kubo was really good.
The Lego Movie.
Yes.
Yep.
Toy Story.
Yes.
Pinocchio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Moana.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mandy just perked up.
Best Disney movie.
Finding Dory?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I have, but I'm
good.
Not. It was all right.
Finding Nemo?
Yes.
Are those two really back to back?
Yes,
they are.
Toy Story 3?
Yes.
Yep.
Oop.
Up.
It's a German film.
I really thought I was thinking Oop. Oop.
Toy Story 2.
Yeah.
Zootopia.
Yes.
It was okay. It was fine. It was fine. Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Yes.
Dwarfs.
Dwarves. Should be
dwarves.
The Incredibles 2.
Yes.
No.
That's
I haven't seen the second one.
I finally broke down and watched it.
I know.
And here is the.
It's above the first Incredibles because that's.
Again, this is not in order because this is the best rated film. According to Rotten Tomatoes, this is the best rated film in the animation category.
This is according to the guy who wrote that Disney rant. That's
well, yeah,
the problem.
I think so, yeah. Paddington 2 is the best animated film
I feel
film
like
of all
you
time.
Missed one because I know Coco was on that list.
And Paddington was nowhere
number two,
on there.
Coco. Give me time. And number one, and it better. And that's why I was upset because this can't be Inside Out. It's a fine movie.
I liked Inside
but is it the best
out.
Of all time?
I really liked
it. So.
Okay,
I saw the ending of Inside Out three times before I saw the beginning of it. So
oh,
I just was around a bunch of people crying. And I'm like, what is happening? Why is everyone sad?
That's unfortunate because that's a phenomenal movie.
It is a good movie.
I watched it in theaters.
I preferred Coco.
Oh, yeah.
Preferred
Coco.
There were 17.
Really?
I hate Coco.
I have not seen Coco.
Lindsay, tell him why I hate Coco.
Because it made him cry. He hates any movie that makes him cry.
It's about family, and, you know, my family, you know, that I don't have.
Yeah.
Literally, Coco broke me. I had to sit alone crying for I don't know how long.
He did.
It broke my heart so bad.
Nobody tell him about Lilo and Stitch.
He watched Lilo.
Oh, it's a stupid-ass film.
But Ohana means family, and family means nobody gets left behind.
Yeah, but then they've got that dumbass, like, dog or whatever it is that's always messing things up.
He's
got
Stitch. A laser.
Yeah. That's the guy. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight.
Oh, man.
The After Dark program. I want to thank Hunter and the big one.
Tanner.
No. Tanner.
Mom of the VCR is broken.
Bong.
For being here tonight with us. I want to thank Jesse and Lindsay, of course. And let me hit you with some links real quick. Podzilla1985.com. If you hate that Spotify only goes back 100 episodes and you want to know what we thought about previous Hot Topic issues, you can go to Podzilla1985.com.
Not the store.
Listen
Not
to all the old episodes. Go back to the Wild West era when...
Oh man.
Whoa.
Careful. Or maybe don't go back to that anymore. Maybe we should take those off. Patreon.com/Podzilla1985 if you want to donate to us. God knows why you would, but for $1 you can catch all of the pre-shows, which is a great deal.
Are we doing the fully uncensored version of this episode is going to be on
Yeah, we Patreon. Can do that. I can send you that. Yeah. If you would like to hear this fully uncensored, to hear how real dirty Michelangelo gets.
Mr. Black over and over. Because it's a book.
Mr. Black.
It's $1 to get all of the pre-show Black. Content and Mr. the Black. Uncensored version of this episode.
And, of course, Facebook.com/Podzilla1985.
So
you can interact with us if you want. We don't really
no
care.
No one does.
Well, we don't care
we
one way or the other.
True.
There's some all-stars that interact with us every time.
And we love them so much for
it's
it.
It's true.
All right, that's going to do it for us. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Check us out on Monday. We'll be back with an all-new Nerd Up where we're going to be talking about nerd stuff.
Yeah, there's some new Borderlands trailer or videos. Oh. So, we're back to this week in Borderlands.
What about what about an other Overwatch news?
We haven't done Overwatch news in a while. I actually, like, a new character came out. And I almost put it on the list. I was like, nah.
You could just see Hunter going like,
Do it. Do it, Jesse.
All right. That's going to do it for us. See you on Monday for Nerd Up. Hunter, give us a classic.
Later.